Welcome to all. I really appreciate such a great turnout, and we're certainly pleased to have Professor Ajax here today. I'm going to give you a very rough background about the history of the Episcopal Church in Haiti. The Episcopal Church in Haiti was established in 1861. Although Haiti is mostly Catholic with all sorts of other mixtures, Haiti has about 18,000 Episcopalians. The Reverend James Theodore Colley was one of the Episcopal Church's first African-American priests. He was ordained in 1856. He founded the Haitian diocese after he left New Haven, Connecticut for Haiti. And he later on became Haiti's first bishop. As you all know, we are trying to support the school which is supported by the Diocese of Haiti. This school, of course, it's called the Bishop Tharp Institute, and it was named after the Right Reverend Robert G. Tharp, who was a former bishop of the Diocese of East Tennessee. So I'm sure the Tennesseans will be very happy to hear it's named after the Bishop of Tennessee. Yes. Okay, the Bishop Tharp Institute opened in September 2005. It has a capacity for about 180 students. I mean, I don't need to give you all the information. You'll get this from Reverend Kessner. But I just wanted to give you a little background and just to let you know that we're very pleased to recognize a few of our folks who have contributed to St. Mark's effort. One of them, I'm trying to see where he's sitting, is James Kaler. Where are you, James? Oh, right. James Kaler. The reason I'm pointing to him first is he's the secretary and treasurer of a not-for-profit, which is in North Texas, and it's an association of guaranteed lenders, an association of bankers. He's the vice president of the Haitian Credit Union. His organization, right after the Haitian earthquake, decided they wanted to make a contribution to Haiti. My husband, who works for the Small Business Administration, was born in Haiti. Of course, my dear husband says, give it to the Red Cross. He made a mistake of coming home to tell me that he told the organization to give the money to the Red Cross. I immediately called Mr. Taylor and said, no, we can find better uses for it. So, of course, I asked the Women's Guild, I'll also introduce the president, Linda Broody, our president of the Women's Guild, whether they would mind us doing something overseas. You know, our outreach program is basically locally based, so I thought, with my overseas background, I will let them go further afield. So, James' organization was very kind enough to donate $1,000, which served as our seed money, and with that we were able to get contributions from parishioners, from friends, and with that, we awarded 3 scholarships to the semester that started in September of this year to 3 students. We specifically looked at the Business Institute because, as you know, we had a purpose of keeping a long-term relationship going with James Kaler's organization. So I hope that we can make this a long endeavor. Because as we know, despite all the tragedy and poverty in Haiti, one of the best ways of helping the country get back on its feet is through the education of the youth. So we strongly support education. I hope that we will all continue to support Father Ajax's organization. And I think I will stop speaking. Oh, I have to say a bit about Father Ajax. I'm sorry. Father Ajax is the secretary of the Haitian Diocese. He's the secretary of the Diocese Convention for the past 13 years. He's also a secretary of the Standing Committee of the Diocese of Haiti. He is a president chaplain examination committee. I'm sorry. He's a diocese jubilee officer. I'm the president, I didn't forget this, of the Chaplain Examination Committee, the Diocese of Haiti. He's a chaplain of the Episcopal Seminary in Haiti. He teaches at the Episcopal Ministry of the University of Haiti, and he is also president of the Commission of the Companion Diocese. Pastor Ajax Kessner studied in the U.S. He has a B.A. in mechanic auto diesel injection and an M.A. in pastoral ministry from Boston College. He has a doctorate in the ministry of the University of the South Seven East Tennessee. And he's been ordained for the past 20 years, and he was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti in 1961. Did I cover it?
Yeah. Yes.
So may I please call him Pastor?
No, all right.
I'm sorry? Oh, may I please call him Pastor Ajax, too? And please feel free, this is very important. After he talks, please ask questions. We want to make it as informal as possible. If we have time, we'll show an excerpt from a little video. But this is his day, so I want to give the floor to Pastor Kesnage.
Thank you very much. I bring with me my greetings and my thanksgiving from the Diocese of Haiti, especially from Bishop Jean Zaché Duracin and the people in the south part of Haiti, Lekai, at the Bishop Tap Institute. Before talking about Bishop Tap Institute, I would like to add something about the Diocese of Haiti. As you may know, the Diocese of Haiti is part of the Episcopal Church USA. You know that the Episcopal Church USA has 9 provinces. We are part of Province 2. We are a church with 150,000 baptized members. We have 100 churches for 40 priests. I used to be a priest for 21 churches. We have 1 bishop. We have 240 schools, including kindergarten, elementary school, secondary school, high schools. We have 1 university, 1 handicap school. We have 1 philharmonical orchestra, and we have 2 big hospitals, 1 in Léogane, 1 in Kenj. Maybe you may know about Paul Farmer. We have 1 museum, and also the only community college that we have is Bishop Tap Institute. Bishop Tap Institute were built by Episcopal Relief and Development. Bishop Tap, as you just heard from Mrs. Austin, Bishop Tap was the president of ERD at this moment. The community college had his name because he supported that project. They spent more than $1 million to buy the land to build the school. But after building the school, they continued to support us. But day by day, they step back because we have to work for our self-supporting. But it is not easy. But my job since 5 years is to find support from friends, to find support from tuition. We put together what we got from ERD, what we got from friends, what we got from tuition in order to keep alive this institute. BTI were built specially for the people in the South. Because leaving this third city, going to Port-au-Prince, is not a good thing. And we have the example, after the earthquake, most of the people who went to Port-au-Prince get back. This is why we have about 100 people who are in Port-au-Prince, left Port-au-Prince now and come back to Lekai. And I have about 100 coming to Bishop Tap Institute. Bishop Tap Institute right now, this semester, we have 350 students. After 3 graduation, we gave diploma to 221 students. Hopefully 70% of them work in Lekai in some surrounding town. This is a good sign because after 2 years of education, They can work in banks. They can work for NGOs. They can work for public administration. They can open their own businesses too. Because our program is a good program. Someone from Kansas City helped us to have a curriculum. For that reason that we are the only community college in Haiti. And our diplomas are registered with the Ministry of Education in Haiti. We are well known, but we are very proud of having your support. And this is a surprise for me. When I land at the airport, I did not expect that I will meet someone who are not born in America. And also, this is a big surprise to see my brother from Haiti. This is very seldom to see that. People from Haiti continue with this program. And I got a warm welcome, and they serve me as a king in the house. I'm so proud of that. I'm so pleased also to be with you this morning, because I am also the partnership coordinator for my diocese. I travel a lot in order to talk about the diocese of Haiti. I travel a lot to tell people our situation in Haiti. Everyone, many before and after the earthquake, we received many people in Haiti, foreigners. Some work in healthcare, some work in education, some support feeding program, some in agriculture. But without your support, I'm sure that Haiti will not survive. ERD did a good job in Haiti before and after the earthquake. And also, Red Cross, more than 30 in the world, did very good job in Haiti. But the problem in Haiti, problem after problem, problem finish, problem begin. Problem did not resolve yet, another problem come. But your prayer is very important for us. Your support also. This is a very good ministry that you begin with us at Bishop Tap Institute. When I get the check from you, I put it in my budget. And even you are supporting 3 students. But that money, when we put it in our account, I think that it supports more people. But please continue to support us, because everyone, I believe, that do a part. As you are doing, you are supporting some students. Sometimes they forget the adult. Some like to support children. The adults are hungry too in Haiti. When I used to get some food from Food for the Poor, because each Episcopal Church receive rice every 2 months and beans from Food for the Poor. When I get the students are eager to get some, because even they are at the university, some of them are hungry. And also, BTI is not for, it's for everyone. Capable people, incapable people. Everyone wants to be at BTI because we are well-organized institute. And our accountability is very good too, because when you receive money from ERD, you have to report every month. But I hope next month you will see also we use our money. This is a way to encourage you that your money will be safe, and your money will save the way that we have to spend it. Thank you very much for your attention, but now I'm waiting for your question.
Today? 350
students.
Yeah. And how many people are there in Haiti?
Pardon me?
What's the population of Haiti today?
It's between 8 million and 10 million.
Yes.
Yeah. But in Port-au-Prince, we have about 3 or 4 million people living in the capital city. After the earthquake, Many people, the people who are not die, they move to the countryside. But Port-au-Prince is a city of opportunities. With the cash for work supported by ERD and other organizations, people went back to Port-au-Prince just to find something to do.
Was Vaikaya directly hit by the earthquake?
Yes, but indirectly. I was in Nekai at BTI. I feel it very strongly. People just move away from classrooms, but only 1 hour in Nekai destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the programs that the college runs? You mentioned, I thought you said something about banking or public administration.
Yeah. We have 2 departments. One is management, business administration, science administration, and computer science. But in the program of computer, before that, you have to take math, statistics, English, French, and psychology. And the second year, you go directly to computer staff. But in the science, administrative science, you have economy, you have entrepreneurship, you have tax system, you have finance and bank, statistic, math, accountability. It is the same program that we have in community college in U.S.
Father, how many students do you have, like a large waiting list of people wanting to get into the college? And how do you decide, how do you criterion for admission?
You have to have your high school diploma.
Okay.
And we have two groups, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. We open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. But the reason that we spend a lot of money, it stay clean. This is a clean school in Haiti, and we have the power costs a lot of money too, and also we have the best teachers in Haiti. The difference between public school and private school, it's also sometimes the teacher when you can pay them, they did a better job. When they get a check from the state, they come, they did not come, but at BTI you have to come and you have to know that you they will pay you per hour, you have to do something.
For the people that you train, do they stay mostly in Haiti or do they go out of the country?
They stay in Haiti. They stay in Haiti. But they move town to town to find jobs. And also, many people who work in the public administration, who have personal business, they join us afternoon. Because our students, our graduates, compete with them. Because our students are well equipped. This is why we have many people who already work, come back to school to get new technology.
What's the unemployment rate in Haiti?
Unemployment? Oh, it's very high. It's more than 70%. Yeah. Yeah.
70%.
Every night on the news, we get reports from Haiti, and it appears that nothing's being done with the hundreds of millions of dollars that are being sent to Haiti.
That are pledged.
You know, right now, leaders in Haiti are focused on election. And also, this story with cholera is a big problem.
Yeah.
I think that next week, next Sunday, we'll have election in Haiti. I think after the election, they will focus on reconstruction. But to avoid corruption, the state did not give the money to government.
Yeah.
I think that they keep the money, and the new president in Haiti will work together. The new administration will work together and closely with the U.S. people in order to spend what they got and to collect more money. This is the same history with the Episcopal Church of Haiti. As you know, the presiding bishop appointed two people and also asked all of the dioceses and churches in the U.S. to collect an initial amount of $10 million for the reconstruction. But when people in U.S. want to help Haiti, you have to make sure what you want to do. ERD, you have to continue to support ERD because ERD is working very hard, exactly like BTI. Also, you have to know, are you going to spend some money on this $10 million? I will contribute with that. Or you have to continue to support your sister school or parish too. That's important. Yeah. Because you cannot leave one behind. It's like when you have a school or a church you are supporting, it's like this is your direct support. Because ERD will not say that I use your money to do this or to do that. The same thing with the $10 million. Because they presented 2 weeks ago at Haiti Connection, the diocese needs $200 million for the reconstruction. Mm-hmm. But people say it's too high. But this is a presentation, this is a budget. That doesn't mean that they will have this money. But everyone who wants to do something, some church said, I want to build this school, I want to build this church. And this is part of the $200 million. But your contribution is very important for us because feeding someone is good, but when you prepare that person to work, you don't have to feed that person anymore. But you give that person tools in order to support her or himself and others around him.
I just need one little thing since you mentioned ERD. ERD is the Episcopal Relief and Development. It's the relief and development arm of the U.S. Episcopal Church based in New York.
Yes.
And one other thing why I sort of insisted pledge, as an old U.N. employee, 32 years in that system, I knew a bundle of governments got up and pledged millions to Haiti. A pledge is a far way from actual distribution, from actual collection of funds. Haiti has collected only about 10 or 15% of those pledges. So that when people feel all of this money has been given, it has not been given. It has been pledged, and that, you know, this commission headed by Clinton and Del Rey, they're, you know, as they design projects, that's when they're going to get money.
Yeah.
One other thing. I mean, I was only supposed to ask a question. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. Are the classes only given in French, but are they also given in English at BTI?
When we have guest teachers, we have people who translate for those teachers, but they teach at BTI in French, but they spend 2 years of learning English. When someone graduates from BTI, you can speak English, you can read English, also you know your computer very well. It's some invention. They say it's spending, some say it's reduced. But it is a problem. Even we don't have cholera in Haiti, but we have sanitation problem too sometimes. And some NGOs out there, they just send the money, but they did not pick exactly what is necessary. The Latin problem is a big problem. The clean water is a problem. And also, it's not people who want to work for Haiti, to help Haiti, you have to think a lot. What is good for this community? Because if we have this now, because, you know, collecting garbage is a problem. But I believe many organizations are working to stop the cholera in Haiti right now. But we learn a lot. We have to wash our hands. We have to be careful on what we are drinking. This is very important. But the State Department, always a bad thing about going to Haiti, but many people who have good heart, big heart, they go there and help anyway. Sometimes I hope that you can make a trip there and you will see. Sometimes they say good thing about Haiti, sometimes they say bad thing about Haiti. But people still go in there, it is a place to visit, and you will feel very happy to see how your brothers and sisters are living.
Is the school being reconstructed, or was there much damage to the school in the earthquake itself, physical damage? Or are you in a reconstructive mode on the facilities there?
All school in Haiti.
Uh-huh.
In Haiti, after the earthquake, many organizations help to have temporary classrooms. All of the schools in Haiti now are functioning, but under tent and temporary shelter. Now in Haiti, people are thinking how they will rebuild those schools. The same thing with the churches too. But hopefully, people who can go to school, children who parents can pay, or in public school too, they go to school.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
She is at the door, so she bothered me. Priscilla at the door.
Aren't we sponsoring three children? Adults. It's adults.
Adults.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are they doing?
They are doing well. Those students that you are supporting, those since last September, there are people who talk to me, I would like to attend this school, but we cannot afford the tuition. And I just use that money to pay for them. But they are very grateful.
Were they on a waiting list?
Of course.
They were on a waiting list.
The waiting list is very long.
Yes.
But each time I have the opportunity to do that, to have someone who or HL when support, they are welcome.
How much is tuition?
Tuition is for 1 year. It's a 2 year school. It's $1,000 for 2 years. Yes. But to complete this school, you have to take let me see, 21 courses. 21 courses.
Is the waiting list due to you being full, or just they can't afford?
They can't afford. People who cannot afford tuition.
So you have enough room for additional students if they could pay?
Yes, of course.
Two sessions.
Yes.
Session in the morning. Session.
Yeah. The maximum of courses that by semester is 7. Some can take 5 or 4. There are some students who can afford for one course. They just come, I can pay for one course, and we let them get one. When they get money for two, the next semester they get two. This is the way that will function. But they spend more time at this moment.
The tuition, does that help cover books and other course materials? You know, what are their other needs that they have besides the tuition support?
The tuition cover copies, because we cannot afford books. But we have one thing who help us is we have a multi-service business. We make copies for the town. We print things for the town. This is a way to get some money. And also, most, 90% of my employees are people who graduate from that school. We have a snack bar also. It's run by students. It's like an exchange. You come, you work at the snack bar, but you can, It's like you get credit for one course or two courses. Yeah, we did that.
When your students finish their coursework, is there job placement assistance to help them get a job where they're needed?
I am the one who asks job for them. Mm-hmm. I send them also to do how do you say that? Internship. Sometimes they found them very qualified, they accept them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I write letters every day, ask for job for them.
Good.
Yeah. Sometimes they volunteer for 1 month, 2 months before getting in contract for 1 year or 2 years. But some people ask me also, can you send me 5 and I will get 2? And the better one get the job.
Mm-hmm. What would be the starting pay?
The starting?
How much would they make?
How do they go to work?
Oh, okay. Some got $300 a month. Some $400 a month. But the highest, sometimes it's $500 or $600. A beginning.
Mm-hmm. Is that considered a good wage?
Not really, because it is the country, it is the provinces, it is the countryside. They pay less in small cities than the big cities.
I'm just curious, do any of them go on to higher education? Either in Haiti or in the States?
Again?
Higher education.
If they go on to university, since this is only a 2-year program,
okay.
Where they go on?
At BTI, we have another program too. When you get your first diploma for 2 years, if you want, you can continue at BTI to have a BA. We call that in Haiti license. But we in the afternoon. Because if you are working in a bank, you can be a teller, but to be responsible for the platform, you have to have your license. But some students continue, some not. It depends on the economy, it depends on the family and the history. Some can go to another university too.
Continuing their education.
Oh, we have 40.
40 right now?
Yeah, 40.
How much more expensive?
No, the same amount. You pay the same amount. Yeah.
This would be about $2,000 to go for 4 years?
Yeah. Yes, yes, exactly.
Do you teach many hospital administration?
Follow me?
Do you have any like hospital administrative type? Hospital administrative focus at all?
We have more in management.
Yeah.
But after the 2 years, you have a choice. You can go to accountability, you can go to management. When you finish with the 2 years, you are ready for, you have knowledge for both. But if you want to be a real accountant, you spend your 2 years in accountability only. But if you want to go to management, you spend 2 years, you have morphing, we have also a lot of law classes, in also other things about administration, NGOs, management, mm-hmm. Yeah, we have those.
Yeah. So you specialize.
Exactly.
A little bit.
Yeah. People who are visiting BTI, we always think that we do not need money because this is a clean institution. That doesn't mean we have the money, but we use what we got properly. Yes?
Since your students are all adults, are they pretty well spread through different ages? Are they more younger or,
Age range of the students.
In Haiti, you got your high school diploma between 18, let's say 19, and until 30.
Okay.
It depends. Mm. But our students are between 21 to 50. There are so many people who were working, want to continue to study, they come. But in the morning, we have the youngest people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how many of them, or what about what percentage are also, they have a family to support as well?
I think 40% can afford tuition, 60% cannot. And sometimes you cannot push them too much. Go home, you did not pay. You know, we are patient. Sometimes we just keep the diploma in order to get the money. But our students, our graduates are well qualified. Sometimes they don't need a diploma to work. Sometimes with competition interview, they find them very well. And sometimes they come back and get the diploma after.
What about the ratio of women and men? How many men?
We have, 65% of women. Oh. More women than men.
5%.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one question here.
Yes?
How large is the staff at BTI, and how many of those are paid, and how many are volunteers?
How large is the staff? How many are paid, and how many volunteer?
Okay, we have 20 people in the staff. Mm-hmm. But the administration, we have a very small administration. Mm-hmm. Because we cannot afford to pay everyone, and we did not have classrooms. We don't have enough office for everyone. This is why I work very hard, and also it's better for me to train what we already graduate. Because if we ask other people to come, we will not be able to pay them.
Both.
We do not have volunteers in Haiti.
All the teachers are
paid. Yeah, all of the teachers. The volunteers are people who from United States. Sometimes they went there, they teach for us, and they are volunteers. We did not pay them. We just want to do something. And I hope, next to your support to direct tuition, if you have skill in management, if you have skill in computer, you will be welcome there. Giving seminaries.
I did tell Father Ajax that that's one of our sort of purposes for bringing him here, to find out what are the types of resources, expertise they may need. Because we have a wonderful group, the women's group at church, or, you know, people with expertise in all areas, and then we can see if, you know, we can contribute in that respect as well. Mm-hmm. And I would hope by next year we're ready for a trip to Lake High.
That'd be good. Is there
any, vocational education at all? Like vocational stuff like, engineering type, like plumbing and electrical?
No. But in the diocese, there are two big trade schools. One in Port-au-Prince were completely destroyed, and this school...
But that was by the Episcopal Church, too.
Right? Yes. Yeah, yeah. But this school, you know, let me cite for you. Collège Saint-Pierre is a high school. The trade school, the elementary school, we have Saint-Martin-of-Tours, a high school. Those four institutions supported 50% of the diocese. And we had a condominium with 12 apartments. All of them are destroyed. This is now, after the earthquake, the bishop said, wow, because I have to give some money to the pastor, you know. But now, some institution in the United States, like 815, as you know, the central Trinity Wall Street, and also ERD, they want to do something because our resources, we have no source of income
anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's several.
How much do your teachers make?
It's $10 per hour.
Per hour, 10 per hour?
Yeah.
And also, with your current staff, you know, just the people you have right now in your current facilities, how many more students could you accommodate if you had the tuition money for them?
I have 50 more. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, any more questions? Well, I must say thank you very much, Perry Ajax. I hope
thank
this
you.
Is only one of many more visits.
Yeah.
And we certainly, I think everyone must have been, oh, Father has one last
I know
word.
Some people have to leave, and I'm wondering if you would give us your blessing in French, please, before.
Okay. All right. The Lord be with you.
With thy spirit.
En français. Et que la bénédiction du Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père, Fils et Saint-Esprit, descende sur vous et y demeure à jamais. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.